Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Aging Brain, Proven Steps to Prevent Dementia and Sharpen Your Mind by Timothy R. Jennings, MD, is a practical, prevention-focused guide for anyone concerned about memory loss, cognitive decline, or the rising rates of dementia. Jennings, a physician and mental health professional, frames brain aging as a process influenced by everyday choices rather than a fate sealed by genetics or birthdays. The book brings together accessible explanations of how the brain changes over time with concrete steps readers can use to protect cognition and improve mental clarity. It emphasizes modifiable risk factors such as sleep, nutrition, stress physiology, physical activity, social connection, and mental stimulation, while also addressing emotional health and the ways habits can either strengthen or erode neural resilience. Rather than promising a miracle cure, the approach aims to help readers build a long-term lifestyle strategy that supports attention, mood, and memory. For caregivers and older adults alike, it offers a structured way to think about prevention and a clear path to start making changes today. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding brain aging and the real drivers of dementia risk. A central topic is the difference between normal age-related changes and the disease processes that lead to dementia. The book positions cognitive decline as influenced by a collection of risk factors that accumulate over time, which helps readers move beyond fear and toward action. It explains how brain health depends on energy supply, blood flow, inflammation balance, and the integrity of neural networks that support memory and decision-making. By treating dementia risk as multifactorial, the message becomes practical. You can target several levers at once instead of searching for a single supplement or hack. The discussion encourages readers to view symptoms like forgetfulness, mental fog, or slowed processing as signals to review sleep, stress load, medical conditions, and daily routines. It also highlights the value of early attention, because prevention efforts tend to work best before significant impairment appears. This framing can be especially helpful for readers with family history, as it underscores that genetics may raise vulnerability but does not necessarily determine outcome. The overall takeaway is that understanding mechanisms leads to better choices, better monitoring, and better conversations with health professionals. Secondly, lifestyle foundations that protect cognition, movement, sleep, and nutrition. The book emphasizes that brain health is built on basic daily inputs, particularly physical activity, restorative sleep, and nutrient-dense eating patterns. Movement is presented as a brain intervention as much as a body intervention, supporting circulation, metabolic health, and the biological conditions that help neurons function efficiently. Sleep is treated as a cognitive priority because poor sleep can impair attention and memory in the short term and may contribute to longer-term risk when chronic. Readers are encouraged to take sleep quality seriously, not just sleep duration, and to address habits that disrupt deep, consistent rest. Nutrition is discussed as a way to reduce inflammatory burden and stabilize energy supply to the brain, which is crucial for concentration and mood. Rather than making the plan dependent on rigid rules, the guidance steers readers toward food choices and routines that are sustainable and that support overall health markers like weight, blood sugar balance, and cardiovascular fitness. This topic stands out for turning broad advice into a coherent set of priorities. Build a stable base first, then add targeted cognitive strategies on top. The result is a prevention framework that feels realistic for long-term adoption. Thirdly, stress, emotion regulation, and mental health as cognitive risk factors. Another major theme is that psychological stress and unresolved emotional patterns can affect the brain through physiology, behavior, and relationships. The book connects chronic stress to cognitive performance by focusing on how stress responses influence sleep, inflammation, and daily habits, all of which can compound over years. It also emphasizes the practical reality that anxiety, depression, and persistent rumination can reduce motivation, shrink social circles, and undermine the consistency needed for healthy routines. Jennings' approach integrates mental health with brain health, encouraging readers to treat mood, trauma history, and coping skills as essential parts of dementia prevention rather than optional extras. This includes the value of supportive relationships, meaningful purpose, and practices that calm the nervous system and improve self-control. The topic is presented in a way that may resonate with caregivers as well, because caregiving stress can be intense and prolonged, and caregiver health influences patient outcomes. The key insight is that protecting cognition is not only about brain training or diet, but also about creating an inner environment where the brain can recover, adapt, and learn. Emotional resilience becomes a measurable health strategy, not just a personal virtue. Fourthly, building cognitive reserve through learning, challenge, and social connection. The book highlights the idea of cognitive reserve, the brain ability to maintain function despite age-related changes or pathology, and it treats reserve as something readers can actively grow. intellectual engagement is framed as more than entertainment. It is a way to keep networks flexible through novelty, complexity, and sustained attention. Activities that require learning and adaptation, such as new skills, hobbies, or problem-solving routines, are emphasized because they challenge the brain in ways passive consumption cannot. Social connection is also presented as a cognitive protective factor, since conversation, empathy, and shared activities stimulate multiple brain systems and can reduce the isolating effects of stress. The guidance encourages readers to choose mentally demanding activities they will actually continue, rather than chasing whatever is trendy. This approach helps readers design a lifestyle that naturally includes learning and interaction, which can support mood and motivation as well as memory. The broader message is that sharpening the mind is not a one-time program, but an ongoing pattern. Regularly ask the brain to do meaningful work, stay connected to other people, and keep curiosity alive. These habits can make aging feel more engaged and less fragile. Lastly, practical prevention planning, tracking risks, medical partnership, and consistency, a final important topic is turning information into a prevention plan that can be followed for years. The book encourages readers to assess their personal risk profile, including family history, current habits, and health conditions that influence brain outcomes, then focus on the most changeable and highest impact areas first. It underscores the value of partnering with clinicians for appropriate screening and management of issues that can affect cognition, such as cardiovascular risk factors and sleep problems, while keeping expectations grounded in long-term consistency rather than quick fixes. The guidance supports creating routines that reduce decision fatigue, making healthy behavior the default rather than a daily struggle. It also implicitly addresses motivation by linking choices to identity and purpose, which helps readers sustain change when progress feels slow. For readers already noticing mild cognitive concerns, the planning mindset can shift the experience from helplessness to structured action, document symptoms, improve fundamentals, and seek evaluation when warranted. Compared to generic brain health lists, this topic centers on implementation, how to prioritize, how to measure progress, and how to keep going. The end result is a workable blueprint that adapts to different ages, budgets, and starting points. In conclusion, this book is best suited for adults who want a clear, prevention-oriented approach to brain aging, including people in midlife who want to reduce future dementia risk, older adults aiming to preserve memory and independence, and caregivers seeking guidance that addresses both practical habits and emotional strain. It can benefit a reader's life by shifting brain health from an abstract worry into a set of daily actions that improve energy, mood, and clarity, while also supporting long-term resilience. The focus on fundamentals such as sleep quality, movement, nutrition, stress regulation, and social connection helps readers improve more than cognition alone. These steps often strengthen overall health and the capacity to enjoy relationships and work. Compared to similar brain health books that lean heavily on supplements or narrow brain training tactics, Jennings presents a more integrated framework that links mental health, lifestyle medicine, and real-world behavior change. That breadth makes it easier for readers to find multiple entry points that fit their situation and to build a plan that remains sustainable. For buyers who want a grounded, actionable roadmap rather than hype, the book offers practical direction, motivation to start early, and a coherent strategy to keep the mind sharp over time. If you would like to support Timothy R. Jennings, MD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.